Journal entry 1 by Matt Dempsey. It's been weeks since I last saw anyone from the wagon train. My brother, sigh shaking my head, came by and passed me and gave me his journal to write in because he said he didn't need it anymore. Winter is setting in. It's now December, and with my fantasy supplies running low, I don't believe I'll make it to the great championship ocean. I'm writing this as a farewell to a season that I had such high hopes for. I started out great, ahead of schedule even. My oxen were pulling my wagon so fast I was leading all the other wagons in the train. I don't know what went wrong. I had the 6th best quarterback, the 2nd best running back, the best wide receiver, and 2 others that are inside the top 21. I know it couldn't have been me and my driving. Flashback, Matt ramping the wagon over a bunch of logs, all the guys cheer. Matt going full speed into a raging river, all the guys got wet but laughed. Matt going slow as possible around a turn, but the wagon still slowly tips over. Flashback over. No, no. Whatever it is, it'll keep me pondering for the rest of my time here. I mean, I averaged 131 points the last 3 weeks. Only won once. Huh. Well, guess this is it. The last ride of the season. Oh, look. It's my brother from the same mother. Sigh. I reckon if I ain't gonna make it, I might as well stop him too. Yeehaw! Welcome to the Half a Heads Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chad Hall. Ebersong. With me is Matt. Whoa! Stop! Dempsey.
Oh man, I didn't see that coming.
I'll take it easy on you next week.
Yep. Zach came into my office on I think it was Tuesday. He was like, "You trying to play spoiler this week, huh? Trying to play spoiler." I was like, "Oh, I'd play you. I don't even know. I mean, I'm not checked out of this league, but I'm still just pissed. Like you just said, I'm averaging 131 points per week and only won once.
I know. And even before that, you were at 110.
I just realized right now, pulling up the standings, I have the most points against, which that there's just the way you slice it. Just, what are you going to do? Man, what are you going to do?
Sucks.
It's not my year.
That's it. Well, anything in the news? A Thursday pod?
Yeah, Thursday pod.
We got a barn burner we got to get to tonight.
Gosh, dude. Actually, did you see the breaking news about 2 hours ago? Was Sean McDermott?
No.
He like... I don't know. I don't think he's with the Bills. It was from a while ago, but he like used some motive. this isn't like the onion. This is true. Mm-hmm. He used some motivational tactic. I think when he was with coaching in college, and he compared the unit of his defense to. This even sounds weird to say it out loud, but this is true. The unit of the terrorist that did the 9/11 attacks.
Oh my God.
And he didn't even deny it today. He's like, that is true. It's a very poor choice of words.
They did something crazy and pulled it off?
Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, you could say...
That is lunatic behavior.
Look at the tactics our special forces use.
Literally anything else.
It's the same thing, except you decided to use it in terrorism.
It was... I mean,
hey,
just
look at how good those Gaza people did on Israel.
It's been like the joke of Twitter for the last, like, 2 hours. That's the only reason it's kind of been breaking news. I'm trying to actually
That's
see what it
crazy.
Actually... It's from, like, a huge article. This guy's, like... He's not smearing McDermott, but he has this huge article of, like, how he's not fit to be head coach or anything like that.
But that was... over a decade ago then, I'm guessing?
At St. John Fisher College in Pittsburgh, New York. A long time ago.
Yeah. What was it, 2002?
Yeah, maybe. It's crazy. But yeah, that's what I had today for breaking news.
That is some crazy breaking news.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
The only thing I was going to say in terms of there were some injuries this week with T-Law going down.
Dude, that was wild. Did you see that injury?
Well, I saw afterwards that everybody's making a big deal about
the
them,
cart.
Yeah, having them walk off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. But also in that same play, they lost their left tackle.
Right.
And who was their backup left tackle already.
Dude, the way that Lawrence, like, fell down, you could have told me he tore everything in his knee. Like, he contorted like a pretzel. Did you not see it?
No.
Dude, like a pretzel. It was wild. I'm going to try and put...
I did see the hit that Swift took. That's...
Dude, he got smoked.
Yeah, I got hit so hard it put him into a Kaepernick, kneel.
I'm gonna try and find this real quick.
Yeah, so I can watch it.
Just vamp. Yeah.
One of the things. Do you think that the Jets could go full bore, wipe the whole coaching staff and everything?
It's possible, but I don't know. It's just because it's been such a weird year, but they've handled it horribly.
Horribly.
Yeah. So I don't know whether that should cost them. I don't know. It's a very like, polarizing.
But why would you not go back to, like, you know, Rodgers is gone, and yeah, like, sure, you want to try Wilson, but then immediately go after Flacco, who had been here, who has been here, like, the whole time. Oh, yeah, mushed on his belt, like,
yeah,
folded like a lawn chair.
The lineman stepped on his ankle, and then, like, his whole body just, like, fell apart. It was only a sprained ankle. It was wild.
That's, like, dangling almost right there. Right. Yeah, that's weird. But I was just like, it just seems like that it's just such like an organization of chaos in a way.
It is.
And they're a mockery. Like somebody said, the Giants are worse than the Jets right now.
Right.
But nobody's talking about
it. I mean, it is I feel like Saleh's a good coach for the defense, but for the offense, you need a whole overhaul. I mean, the season went to shit after four plays. Right. Like, it's just they had a bad plan for the back. I actually think Zach Wilson could have been a decent backup, but he got thrown back in to be a starter for five plays in the season.
I also would blame Hackett on that.
Right. Yeah,
I think Hackett is that bad.
He's just atrocious.
I don't care if Rodgers likes him or not.
He's atrocious.
But if Rodgers coming back.
Yeah, true.
You got to keep the guy.
That's like, true.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I could definitely see them cleaning house, but I don't think it's going to happen.
They should have gone for Flacco. Good Flacco did this past week.
That's one of my notes with Zach Wilson. That whole saga with they say he doesn't want to play. Did you see that whole thing?
Yeah, but somebody said they clarified this recently that apparently he was just talking to another teammate about, like, what do you think I should do? Do you think it's worthwhile? I could get hurt or I could do this. Or do you think I should play? And then somebody might have overheard it or that teammate went and said, oh, he's reluctant to possibly start. Well, and that became, oh, he doesn't want to start.
I actually am shocked that they didn't cut him after they benched him. They made him third string. Like, they didn't even make him the backup. They meant from first to third. That's usually like a, yeah, like, you're out of here type deal. So if I was him, I didn't really, like, think it was that big of a... It was for them as a team, but for him, I'd be like, yeah, F off, dude. Like,
no kidding.
You guys have thrown me to the wolves and haven't given me shit.
And it's kind of like a, you guys have run this so poorly.
You figure it out. Yeah, I'm out of here. But
then again, they could be like, we'll find the hell out of you, cut your contract, and you're never going to play another down.
Just get no one situation, exactly. Yeah.
So it is what it is. Also, speaking of Flacco real quick, do you see he led the league in air yards this past week?
Well, that's because he just closes his eyes and throws it down the field.
I'll take it.
I mean, it was a pretty bad interception.
Yeah.
When it was 20-19. Well, that was pretty bad.
It was like Hopkins missed that kick and everybody was like, over.
That's what used to happen. But that's why the Ravens went from a month ago was such out of the ordinary, because remember when he missed the extra point then too? He's getting a little antsy with the extra points and it matters.
Yeah. I mean, it was just weird. But are they still on? Who's starting for the Browns?
They haven't said yet, but it's gonna be Flacco.
Better be Flacco.
Well, listen, hey, settle down. The Jaguars, they have to game plan for both of them if they don't know who's starting.
I guess that's true.
Come on, man. Competitive advantage.
I guess that's true. That game is going to be another bet the under.
Well, it's gonna be like 30.5, 31.
And
it's weather, supposed to rain. Yeah.
Horrible. Two backup quarterbacks.
Backup quarterbacks, Beathard, yeah.
Yeah, either way. Also, speaking of backup quarterbacks, there have been 50 starting quarterbacks this year.
It's insane. There's been a very funny thing on Twitter, like, basically, like, oh, put flags on quarterbacks. Like, you can't hit them, can't do nothing. But, like, if I'm Goodell, I'd be like, look at you. Look at this. I got the backup quarterbacks playing against backup quarterbacks. I might have to put flags on them because these guys keep getting hurt.
Or, I don't know. Or quit being so soft.
Well, some of the injuries are really bad.
Well, tightrope surgery for Pickett.
Yeah, that
Dude,
was...
What is tightrope surgery?
I think it's to cure a sprained ankle, I think.
You can have a sprain that bad.
Well, it's like, have you ever heard the cliche, if it's better to break your ankle than, like, really badly sprain it? Because a broken ankle is, like, 5 weeks. And
heal. Oh.
Yeah, and a badly sprained is, like, 8 weeks.
Never heard that.
Something like that.
What do you got over there?
Oh, man, I got a lot. Well, it is a Thursday pod, because some of this is old news, but 49ers dominate the Eagles.
Yeah, I would say they're the favorite to win it all.
Not only are they the favorite, they're plus 310.
Oh, I mean, put $100 on there, win $300. It seems pretty easy.
What the heck? What were they last week? Last week this time they were plus 400. So they've gone from plus 400 to plus 310.
Yes. Next week we should look to see where they were at their lowest.
At their low?
Because I think they were.
I think it was week one. I think they got them in preseason.
When they went down on that 0-for-3 slide, I bet they were pretty low.
We'll check back. There's been a lot of Brock Purdy MVP chatter. Yeah. You seen that?
MVP Purdy.
Yeah, how about that?
I guess so.
I don't mind that. I mean, it's all cliche of like, oh, he's in Shanahan's system, but he's balling. Like, he's balling. Playing really freaking good.
Like, yeah, people would make the cases, but then when you look at the stats behind it, like yards per attempt,
yeah,
he's at 9.7.
Yeah, he's like, this
that's
legit.
Like the highest
yeah,
yeah. since Warner did it
right.
in 99 or something.
Right.
Like that stuff, like, okay, he's at least going for it, and right. he's accurate. And so when you start putting those kind of stats in there, yeah, you can start separating him, mm-hmm. and especially when these other two, like Hurts and Dak,
right.
may cannibalize each
right.
other. I do
right.
think it's Dak's to lose, though.
Right.
Dak has been killing it. How about this real quick? With Dak Prescott, the last six games, I think, he's 20 touchdowns and two interceptions.
He has been dominant.
He's the ninth quarterback to ever do that in a six-game span. Six of the eight guys that did that before him were MVPs.
Wow. I have that as a Dak MVP possible down the list here. Packers beat this kind of struggling Chiefs. That was a pretty freaking big win for the Packers.
Oh, I'm on board with you.
Jordan Love.
You called it.
Impressive.
They are clicking in a way.
Clicking. They're the youngest team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Their position players are like, on average, like 23 years old, mm-hmm. including Jordan Love.
Lost Watson. That's going to hurt, right?
Lost who?
Christian Watson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they lost Musgrave, too.
Yeah, but Kroft, I think they're liking him.
Right, I'm just saying, like, they are
personnel-wise,
I think the Watson
might
too.
Hurt him a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, that Wicks.
Wicks, Dontario Wicks.
I watched some of his stuff in early practice, and I was going to pick him up in Dynasty, mm-hmm. but he's so far down the depth chart, but
yeah.
he looked good
yeah.
out in practice.
He's flashing for sure.
Fast.
Yeah. Dolphins handled the Commanders, which wasn't an issue, but they take over number one seed in the AFC because the Ravens run by.
Mm.
They have that head-to-head, so keep that in mind.
Oh, they do? They play at the end of the year?
I think they already played, I think.
Oh, do they?
Maybe not. But the Dolphins are actually the the best odds in the AFC in Vegas now, plus 650.
For number one seed?
Nope, for to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, no way.
It goes 49ers, Eagles, Dolphins, plus 310, plus 550, plus 650.
Oh, that's a sucker's bet to me.
Just saying.
They've proven that they can't beat the tough competitors.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what Vegas is telling me.
I'm just telling the world, don't bet.
Yeah, there you go. The AFC South is getting very interesting. We got the Jaguars at 8-4, but injured to Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
We got the Colts 7-5, with a miraculous win against the Titans.
And Gardner Minshew
with two block punts. Two.
What?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No, really.
He had two block punts. One of them was for a touchdown.
Oh, is that when in Tennessee then fired their special?
Yes. Team? Yeah. And then the Texans, who beat the Broncos 7-5. Any three of those teams can win.
One injury to Tank Dell, huge.
Oh,
hit.
That's huge. What happened there?
Hit, but also,
he was a lead blocker at the goal line.
What is that formation?
So stupid.
The guy is 165 pounds. He should be the furthest away from you. Can't put John Metchie or somebody else.
Brutal.
Yeah, terrible. But I will say for them, like Stroud, rookie of the year for sure, and could be MVP also. I mean, yeah, it's typically the guys that are, like, go to the Super Bowl or MVP and stuff.
Right.
But if they go to the division championship.
Right. Well, you can't. The MVP is a regular season award, though.
Well, yeah. I guess you're right. But, I mean, they say it is, but it typically goes to the guy that's
commanding
that guarantee.
Well, no, they vote before the playoffs start.
Sure.
do
they, though?
I got here, the Bengals are looking pretty frisky. Jake Browning, kind of good.
I don't know
if you watch Monday Night Football or not, but beating the Jaguars.
Trevor
Lawrence got injured in like the last part of the fourth quarter, so that they had that game pretty much in hand.
I was so mad I could have put a bet down. I had the Bengals at plus 700, and they were only down a touchdown, but it was like 21-28 at that point or something.
Right.
I was like, this has been back and forth. Why couldn't they win?
Right.
Decided, no, I lost enough money that week. And
what
then literally 2 minutes later, Trevor Lawrence got hurt. And they won. Lost out.
I hear you brought up a little bit earlier about the Joe Flacco. Rams beat the Browns. Flacco looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
But Browns are really banged up right now. Are they too banged up to make a run at the playoffs? They need some wins fast.
I think they'll make a run because I don't see anybody in the schedule that's like terribly hard. Like, we're going to get a beat up
Jags. The Texans.
Yeah.
And the Bengals, who are, that's not much of a win anymore. We got the Bears.
We might.
The Jags, Bears, Texans. Who's that week 17 game? I forget. And then the Bengals end the season.
Well, we need war
Jets.
Back.
The Jets. We play Jets.
Oh, that can be tough, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. We should beat them, though. I mean,
yeah
you're right. We are banged up. We need guys healthy.
We need guys healthy.
It would definitely help out having Ward back. And I'm trying to think. Miles, I know he's playing and all, but
yeah,
he did nothing last week.
Inefficient, for sure.
I mean, he couldn't even pick his arm up the last
2 weeks
ago.
Would you rather him play and be inefficient or just not play at all?
Oh, no, play.
Yeah, right.
But it'd just be nice to get him back full.
This one's a little down the totem pole, but who wants to win the NFC South? Falcons, Bucks, and Saints are all not very good at all. But the Falcons play the Bucks this week for first place.
I think
The Bucks are like, they're just hanging around. Like, Baker's like kind of decent.
He is kind of decent, but again, he can't win a game
right
late. And I mean, he's making Mike Evans look like a beast. Oh,
dude, he's so good.
But yeah, I mean, I think this should be Atlanta. Although Atlanta's running the ball like crazy just to hide Desmond Ridder. Like, they're right. Nothing. They're a first round bounce if right. They make it. Both of them are.
Last two things here. Chargers beat the Patriots 6-0 and won the worst games in NFL history. It was atrocious. It wasn't even like fun to watch. It
tied for like four other teams have scored or been in.
I know you're saying they were favored. Chargers were favored by 5.5 and they covered, only scoring 6 points. I think that's weird.
No, I didn't hear that. But that's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
No, it was just one of the lowest scoring games ever in history.
Gotcha.
I forget.
And then the last thing, I had this last week, it just how jumbled up the wild card is for the AFC and the NFC. So the AFC, there's three teams out of these guys that are going to make the playoffs. Steelers, Browns, Colts, Texans, Broncos, Bengals, Bills. Three out of those eight. And then NFC is Vikings, Packers, Rams, Seahawks, two out of those four.
I mean, Vikings, let's see if they can come back and bounce back with getting Jefferson back or whatever. Yep. But, I mean, the way the Packers are playing,
they
could win their division.
I don't think they get to catch the Lions.
Well, the Lions have been in.
But I actually, speaking of Lions, I saw somebody on Twitter compare the Packers to last year's Lions, who started out like 1-8 and then finished the season. Hot. 1-7 and finished the season 9-8. So, like, they started bad, came on strong. That's what the Packers remind me a lot of the Lions after this.
They are definitely a feisty team.
Yeah. I mean, that's a team that could beat the Lions in the playoffs. If they're like the seventh seed and the Lions are the 2 or 6 and 3, they could beat the Lions. Oh, God. Yeah.
Lions fans would like revolt.
Right.
They would go crazy.
And then Super Bowl odds, like I said earlier, 49ers +310, Eagles +550, Dolphins +650, Chiefs and Ravens tied at +700, Cowboys at +850, Lions at +1400, and then actually, the team that makes their appearance for the first time is the Texans at +3,500.
Whoa!
Yeah, how about that? Your MVP is coming up strong. Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I still think good money could, like, Cowboys, to me, are having the best odds.
Right.
I think they win. I think they beat the Eagles this week. But lastly, speaking of the Chiefs and the playoffs and stuff, you know Mahomes has never played a playoff game on the road?
I did know that.
Isn't that nuts?
I think he's only lost one playoff game, too. No, two. Patriots his first year, and the Bengals with the Joe Burrow year.
And you're talking about in the Super Bowl as a playoff game?
And that's true. I meant like at home, I meant.
Yeah.
No, okay, Super Bowl's on the road, you know.
Yeah. Probably division games and stuff, yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's nuts. All right. Recent matchups. It was a while ago. The first one was Achilles heel taken down.
Wait. Remember what I did last week?
Yeah, Annie me.
All I went off to the U. I went 3-3.
Oh, nice.
You went 3-3. That strategy did not pay off in this life.
And actually, I picked you and you won, which you didn't. So that helped.
So that made no ground whatsoever.
It's in the bag.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's hilarious.
So you're 44-34, and I am 32-45 on the season.
Gotta figure out those percentages next week.
Right.
Achilles heel took down Mahomes, 136-97. James Conner, revenge on Pittsburgh, 105 total yards, 2 touchdowns, 22 points. And Mike Evans, 7-162, a touchdown, 25 points. I regret that trade, kind of.
No, well, what a good show.
Evans now 10th year with over 1,000 yards. The record is 11.
But he does 10 year in a row. Like, he's never had a season without 1,000 yards. 10
years straight. Yeah.
That's the first person to ever do that, I think.
Really?
Like, I think he set the record last year of the most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons to start a career.
Oh.
I think he's the only player to ever do it.
Well, yeah, but Jerry played 22 seasons. He might have 11 somewhere.
Right.
11 straight in there.
Somewhere.
Not just starting his career, but somewhere in there.
Right, I think so, yeah.
Alvin Kamara, 109 total yards, 6 receptions, touchdown, 25 points. I think he's like a top 10 running back right now. And Robbie got him.
Number nine,
yeah. Robbie got him in the fourth or fifth.
He's number nine, and he missed the first three games.
Three games, yeah. Ridiculous. And Pacheco, 123 total, touchdown, 19 points. It's a tough loss. This Cummings team just destroyed Mike Evans. God, I miss you.
Mike Evans.
And
really
Dak.
Did you say what Mike Evans wide receiver is? You see that?
I'm going to guess 6.
5.
5? Oh, man.
Old man Mike Evans.
Wish I still had him. Nice one, Scotty. The next one was, how dare you, surviving.
Yeah, you ain't
legit kidding. Half ahead. Went down to Monday night. Evan Engram tried to get feisty. He had 9 for 82, a touchdown, 18 points. And Tua, who's had 280 touchdown, 2 touchdowns, 21 points, and got pulled at the end of the third quarter. So that's a beat. Which, speaking of Miami, I almost wish, like, against Washington, they would just be like, screw it. Let's set some records. Like, Tyreek Hill, you're going to get 400 yards today.
No, that's not possible.
You don't think so?
No.
They were literally doing whatever they wanted to. It was so easy. For me, CMC, 133 total touchdown, 21 points. And Taysom Hill, 64 total touchdown, 14 points.
He always has the funniest funniest fantasy scores. 0 for 2 completions, 13 carries, 59 yards, a touchdown, 2 catches, 15 yards.
Yeah, got banged up on that a little bit too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't think we had anything crazy on our bench.
We got a lot on your bench.
Yeah. How would I start 3 Cowboys?
How about the Cowboys?
It just doesn't make sense.
You only started 1.
I know. But that's because I'm sitting here like, oh, I'm thinking he'll get it and he'll get it.
You're deciding between Cooks and Downs, I think, right?
Yeah. No, or Cooks and Lockett is what I was doing. Are these the Thanksgiving games? Was it just Thanksgiving? Or
no. This is the Thursday night game.
That's why I felt
Right.
But, yeah, survived it. Move on. Trying to claim that first. Next one.
Win your clunkers, as some say.
Oh, nice, yeah. Next one was not my year. Taken down. Poop mouth. 128 to 100. Matt. Still got some life.
How about that?
Tyreek Hill, 5 for 147. 2 touchdowns, 29 points. And Christian Watson, 7 for 71. 2 touchdowns, 24 points. On Anthony's side, Puka beat up the Browns. 139 total. 4 catches, a touchdown, 21 points. And Laporta had 9 for 140. A touchdown, 24 points. I think Laporta is going to set the rookie record for tight end. In yards.
He's been a friggin' stud.
Stud. And that's what people were saying. Okay, is Pitt's problem Arthur Smith or is it him?
That's a good question.
Because it seems like the Lions were able to come in and say, oh, look at this awesome tight end. Let's incorporate him, make him one of the focal points.
Right.
Pitt's is either maybe just really hurt, not himself, maybe not that good.
Anthony got Laporta in the 13th round.
Oh, yeah. He was.
That's unbelievable.
Yep. It was a good pick and a nice one for you.
Thank you. I needed it to stop the bleeding, but it doesn't mean anything.
Just playing spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
The next matchup was Law and Order, the Mercenary, taken down. Bills kick smoked bath.
This one's a blow of the week.
Wasn't it? DJ threw his Mercenary grenades. Bounce back. Blow of the week. 122 to 71.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Oh, boy.
Beep, boop.
71 and 22. That's an interesting one.
Come on, you got this. You got this. No, that's a big one. Using the fingers, using the fingies.
51.22.
Yep. Bang!
Let's go. Need the fingers on that one. 51. Wow. Spags, you think you could be in first?
Smoked them.
Crushed them. And it was because Derrick Henry's, it's December.
Yeah,
beginning of it. 120 total, 2 touchdowns, 24 points. Nico Collins, he had 150 at half, I think.
He's finished been a stud.
9 for 191, a touchdown, 29 points. Love him.
Wide receiver 11 on the season.
Really? Oh, it helps when your quarterback's leading the league in yards. True. Man, I mean, coming now with no Tank Dell.
Right.
For Spags, Pittman went 11 for 105, a touchdown. He had 22 points. I think, what's Pittman at? He's got to be 8 or 9?
12.
Okay. Knew he was up there. He's having a good year.
He's having a really good year, yeah.
Other than that, on Spags' team, it was...
That's a shit ton of targets, holy crap.
Pretty bad. He left 26 points of Jordan Love's on his bench.
Why'd you start Derek Carr?
No idea. Wouldn't have helped him, really, but still. The next one was Sigh. Shaking my head, Sigh. Beating bad trade specialist 103 to 101.
Oh, that's a barn burner. I didn't really know what that was.
Yeah, seriously. Trevor Lawrence probably going out. Lost it for Rice.
Well, Tank Dell for Rice, too.
Oh, yeah, that was right there. 0 points. That sucks. Fonta Smith for Rice, 9 for 96, and a touchdown, 20 points. And T Law did have 258, 2 touchdowns, 8 rush yards, and a touchdown, 27 points. Yeah, what a beat for him. But Zach, Joe Mixon, 117 total, 2 touchdowns, 6 catches, had 26 points. And I didn't really know who else to highlight because you look at his team and it's like...
Yeah, how did he even get that?
I don't know how he won, to be honest. Because I look at everything on Rice's side, it seems higher.
Right.
I don't know.
Rice has that goose egg, though. I mean, yeah, I mean, St. Brown had a touchdown. Kyler didn't do much. Yeah, that's a very 11 good points. Point. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like,
oh, I mean, really? Mixon was the number one running back this week.
Kills it. So, every year he has one.
Yeah.
Where he just erupts.
He's number, what do you think he is for the season?
Is he even top 10? 13, 14?
8!
What?
Yeah.
Running backs are down this year.
8!
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And that's even with Chase Brown having some runs in that game. And looking kind of good.
Right.
The last matchup, it was Grande Cogno taking down his cousin. That's okay. 139 to 129. High point matchup. Mikey Debo had 4 for 116. 2 touchdowns, 22 rush yards, a touchdown, 33 points. And Rashad White, 106 total, a touchdown, 18 points. He benched DK Metcalf.
Oh.
And the 34 points on Thursday.
Yikes.
He had to be hating that. And 22 on from Hubbard. John CeeDee Lamb, 12 for 116, a touchdown, 30 rush yards, 26 points. And Achan, 103, 2 touchdowns, 23 points. But he benched Jamar Chase.
Oh, man.
And played Calvin Ridley. His love affair for Ridley continues.
Never ran. Well, if John would have played Chase, he would have won, right?
Oh, yeah. Would have smashed.
Yeah.
Would have won by, like, 15.
Yeah.
Sad. And Ridley actually caught that ball at the end. Did you see? It was like a 40-yard pass, and he got downed at the 3.
I did see
and
that.
And then got called back due to holding.
I did see that.
Basically, that tackle or whoever that guy was that got that holding penalty lost them that game.
Yeah, I mean, you can make that argument for sure.
And those were the matchups. Transactions. Big money spent on Jake Browning. The Rice put $33 on the quarterback.
Hey, how about that?
Didn't compete with anybody. Zach put 10 on Patriots D. They're playing the Steelers
tonight. In Trubisky. About 2 hours.
Yeah, that should be pretty. Pretty low score game. I'd put money on Zeke too. $9 for Zeke. That's 20 touches for the guy, probably. I mean,
he got outbid by a dollar.
I'm pissed about it. That is just like, whatever. Wasn't meant to be.
Uh-uh.
Spags dropped the number 2 or 3 kicker. I don't know. Nothing else really on here. Of note.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up the Packers D just because I'm nervous about what the Cowboys are going to do. But right. in a way, do you think Jalen Hurts makes it like all the way? You think he gets hurt this week? And then Mariota comes in and just terrible?
I mean, it's possible. But, I mean, Hurts hasn't came out of any game. Won last week because he got banged up.
Yeah.
Got a concussion test or whatever. I don't know. The Cowboys disappointed the hell out of me last week. They got -1 points for me in a different league. It's crazy.
It's Seattle.
The number one defense.
I know.
-1.
I know. That's terrible. And gambling minute.
I actually got someone this week.
Nice.
Kieran Williams.
Oh, for the Rams.
For the Rams.
All right, I like
plus it. +125.
I'm liking. Is it Jaden Reed?
For the Packers?
Yeah. I like him to score one.
All right.
And I also have a third wild card if you want to add it.
Am I reading that right? Yep. He got 2 goose eggs in a row.
Cade Otton.
He got 2 goose eggs in a row.
Atlanta is like weirdly friendly over the middle of the field, so he could get it. And I think
you're a maniac.
They're below average.
You haven't won all season. You're trying to give one that's probably like +500.
Oh yeah, again, that's wild. We could just do Reed and Kyron.
All right,
and keep it safe. Try and recover a little money.
They might have it,
but I'm also gonna do one with Otton. Just for the hell of it.
I got it. Otton is +370.
Nice.
And what was the other one? Jaden Reed? I don't know if it's on here yet. That is. Jaden Reed, +165.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
So Reed and Kieran Williams. Is it Kyron or Kieran?
Kyron? I always called him Kyron. It's
+496.
Hmm? Oh, with all, or just with those two?
Just with those two.
Yeah.
I mean, should we throw Otton in there?
Throw Otton in there. Let's just see what it is.
It is +2702.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't forget about when we started this, it was with these crazy wild card guys.
That is true. But we haven't won one
time. You don't have to add Otton.
We haven't won one time.
I mean, what did you say it was plus with those?
496.
Four?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna get $50.
I mean, it's better than getting $0.
Well, I might find somebody else to add in here.
Upcoming matchup for the final week.
It's a big week, boys. Big week.
There's a lot of guys trying to make this playoff spot.
Actually, let's do a quick little playoff preview. We got what? We got who's all clinched? Top four of clinched.
Top
right?
four of clinched. Yeah, we're in at 8 wins.
Mikey, Ciccone, yourself, and Spags have clinched.
Zach, I'm pretty sure, has clinched, but
ish.
If he were to lose, he may be getting jumped. I don't think he could get jumped by points unless he has a terrible week.
I mean, if John outscores him by 36 and he loses, he would be out, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If Rice wins and John outscores him by 36.
I think John told me he needs Rice to lose, which Rice is playing. So he needs Anthony to win, and he's pretty sure he'll get in.
Yeah.
Well,
Johnny's worried about winning first, though.
Well, I agree. Robbie told me something about beating me, needing Zach to lose and something else to happen.
Like Charlie Day from Always Sunny, like doing like the board.
Yeah,
like,
the board. Pepe Sylvia. Yes, exactly. So I was like, all right, good luck, man. But yeah, there's I would say basically anybody 7-6 and all the 6-7s have some weird chance, maybe.
But it looks like every single game kind of matters.
Probably not, Anthony, because he's at 13-20.
Yeah.
But if Robbie's able, if Robbie concocted some idea that he could get in at 13-40, he should. Maybe there's a chance.
I mean, I'm down there at 14-45. Gosh, I just didn't lose one of those fucking games. We're right in the thick of things.
Yeah, that's a beat.
Man, the first matchup. 8-5 second place, Achilles Heel, taking on 4-9 12th place, legit half ahead. The projection, 107 to 102 in Adam's favor. He's got Dak Prescott, Saquon Barkley, Mike Evans, Cole Kmet, Jerome Ford, Keenan Allen, Cooper Kupp, Jake Elliott, Baltimore Deep taking on the Rams. And who says? Tua Tagovailoa, David Montgomery, Justin Jefferson, back, Evan Ingram, Javonta Williams, DJ Moore, Romeo Dubs, Justin Tucker, and Denver D taking on the Chargers.
Go Chargers, go.
For Mike Evans, A.J. Terrell for the Falcons got concussed last week. I don't think he's going to play. I guess they said that there hasn't been a player that got concussed on Sunday that has played the next week
yet. That's not true.
No?
Chris Olave literally just did it.
Did he get full concussed?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe he got a little bit.
I think that Olave did it. I think Brock Purdy did it like a month ago. Because remember, oh, it's finally Darnold's time. He might get his job back.
I rephrase it. It's very tough.
Very rare.
Yes. Also, I'm surprised he's keeping Cooper Kupp in there. He now has 6 straight games with under 50 yards. Yeah, he got a touchdown last week, but they're saying that
you can't bench
Puka is the new scheming guy, and Baltimore's defense is kind of tough.
I mean, that is true, but I mean, it's Cooper Kupp. He's on the field for the whole time, and Stafford still loves him.
He doesn't have Kirk this week. Kirk blew out. His nuts exploded on the field.
Core muscle injury. Yeah. I mean, it was the first play of the game.
That sucks.
That was tough.
Oh, I definitely swindled you in that trade.
Out 8 weeks.
On Houston's side, Javonta Williams has one run over 18 yards this whole year.
Jeez.
Isn't that nuts? 14 weeks? Also, and in 2 games, back from... let me see how this worked out. Tua, Justin Fields. Okay, so he's keeping Fields on his bench. Fine, yeah, Tua's going to be awesome. Tua has 3 touchdown passes in the last 2 or 4 weeks, but
yep.
But Justin Fields, in 2 games back from injury, has ran the ball 30 times.
Wow.
Well, 12 and then 18. But still, that's huge. And also on DJ Moore in 4 complete games with Fields, has 9-plus targets.
Speaking of 2 games, and this is a little off subject, but did you realize there's 2 Monday Night Football games on this week?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Who are the teams on bye again?
Cardinals and Commanders.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were like, hey, are there any Monday night spots available? And they were like, oh, let us check. Hey, by the way, your week is this. And they're like, double it up.
It's very bizarre. I don't know why they're doing it. I actually don't think it's awesome. I mean,
I don't mind it.
I mean, 2 games at the same time is so obnoxious on a Monday.
YouTube TV puts it on
multi. I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people with their fantasy matchups like hanging on every single snap towards the end of it to try to get into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. The Packers and Giants and then...
Titans and Dolphins.
Mm.
Those are some big fantasy guys.
We'll say for who's Ingram.
Oh, I mean, Jaden Reed, I have to wait till Monday.
Yeah. Ingram has a bad matchup against Cleveland. And how about this? He only has one end zone target on the season.
He scored, didn't he?
Well, I think he scored from running the ball in.
Oh, he did?
Did he or didn't? I thought he had it. But that one end zone target might be that one touchdown. Like, that's nuts for him to have it on the whole year.
He had a one receiving touchdown last week.
Okay. Well, right. I knew he scored. I just thought he ran it in.
No, it was a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, like he caught the ball and then yacked.
Oh, you saw, okay. I thought you meant like
one true. I'm in the end zone. Throw me the ball.
Gotcha. Yeah. Nice communication. Yeah, sorry.
I'll be honest. I don't even think it's much more to talk about. I mean, Dak's getting Philly. He's gonna erupt again. He's pressing that MVP button.
Who's your pick?
It's Coney.
I'm gonna go with who? So I'm going the opposite again.
Wow. Really.
Trying to make up any room I can still.
I do like some of these plays. It'd be cool to see what Justin Jefferson does with Dobbs. Montgomery and Tua. This actually might be a better matchup than I think. But, yeah. Dak leading Sicconi all the way this year. To the playoffs. And then losing in the first round. The next matchup at 6-7, 7th place. That's okay. Taking on 5-8, 11th place. Law and Order. The projection, 107-92. John's got Brock Purdy, Kyren Williams, CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Kincaid, Jaden Reed, nice, Devon Achane, Jamar Chase, Daniel Carlson, Houston D taking on his beloved Jets. And he has the Houston D? DJ's got CJ Stroud, Derrick Henry, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, Adam Thielen, Najee Harris, Chris Godwin, Nick Folk, and Minnesota D. Taking on the Raiders.
DJ's going with three Texans in his lineup. Well, Stroud, Collins, and Schultz.
And they're taking on the Jets. I mean, maybe Schultz and Stroud will find something. But yeah. Nico, I don't know if he's going to get sauce. Somebody said, just this past week, Sauce had, only two. It was something ridiculous. Like, he just completely shut down whoever he guarded, and he was like, yeah, but it doesn't really mean anything since we lost or whatever. Right. But he's still, really killing good. It. Thielen has been on the downs. Oh, it's been bad on him. He has zero touchdowns in the last six games and was third on the team last week in yards.
Mm.
I don't know. It seems like this new guy that's doing the play calling is kind of spread it. They actually like Jonathan Mingo, it seems like, a lot.
Yeah.
On John's side, Brock Purdy has 23-plus fantasy points and three or more touchdowns in three of the last four games. Seattle has allowed the third most passing touchdowns. Achane, in his last... And when Achane and Mostert play, in four full games, when those two play together, Achane averages 21 points.
My goodness.
Weird.
So weird.
Also, Jaden Reed has a great matchup against the Giants. He's been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Najee against New England tonight. I think they're one of the worst rushing teams. The worst rushing teams in the league.
I think Najee might be a little banged up, too. I mean, I think he's playing, but...
John, not going to play Ridley versus Cleveland.
Smart.
Smart. Not going to play Warren this... Yeah, I think John's got a pretty solid team up here. Honestly, having Williams and Achane.
Would you play Saints D or Houston D? Saints play the Panthers.
I don't know. I mean, Saints have been okay. Didn't they play already once this year?
No, they didn't, I don't think.
Yeah, they played week two. Saints got 11 points.
They did play week two, yeah.
But Saints aren't the same. They don't have Lattimore right now. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, Zach Wilson probably makes the Jets slightly better. But the Jets last so many games, it's like they've given up. Defense has been like number three, number two, number one, number two, number three. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all great matchups, so screw it. Keep it going. I don't think there's much on much left. I mean, it'd be cool to see if DJ could play spoiler also, but...
Totally agree. I'm going DJ.
Henry banged up. Yo, what?
Yeah, give me DJ. I'm going opposite of you again.
All right.
See if we can do the 3-3 again.
John. The next matchup is... 7-6, 5th place, Cy SMH, Cy, possibly changing that team name after this week.
Yeah, you're kidding.
Versus 5-8, 10th place, not my year. The brothers are at it, Mom. Lock up the China. 113-102 in Zach's favor. He's got Lamar Jackson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon Ross St. Brown, George Kittle, Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon, Jalen Waddle, Younghoe Koo, and New England D playing tonight against Pittsburgh. Mm. You've got Justin Herbert, Raheem Mostert, Tyreek Hill, Tyler Conklin, nice, yeah. Chris Olave, James Cook, Cortland Sutton, Jacoby, damn it, every time, Jason Myers, Atlanta D taking on the Buccaneers. I don't get it, man.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no Christian Watson, that's a for sure.
He didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah, he'll be unavailable. Yeah,
freaking great.
Ted, I mean,
best game of the season for him.
Yikes.
My fourth round pick.
Terrible. You can say, though, for Zach, in five games with Trubisky, Deontay Johnson averages 30% target share. Or I think it's over 30% target share or something like that. Mixon playing the Colts this week. The Colts have given up the third most rushing touchdowns. Could be nice again for him, especially if Brownie's moving. Also, how about this little fun stat? Your brother, Zach Dubs, has the highest sit-start accuracy in the league.
Wow.
Yeah, he's at, where's it at? I can see it on my phone, not on the computer.
Hang the banner.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like 95%. It's pretty nuts.
That's what you strive to do when you do fantasy. You just strive to be the best start sit.
Well, how about this?
The guy in first place,
Mikey,
yeah,
the worst at 83% start sit.
How does that work? How does that work?
I guess his team's just stacked. Or his bench guys just go off. I don't know. It's nuts. On your side, Tyreek Hill is averaging 4.2, I think, yards per route run. Mm. That is insane. It's like a yard higher than the best guy from ever before. It's nuts. Right. He also set a record with five games having 150 yards and a touchdown this year.
My gosh.
It's pretty cool. He is not MVP, but probably offensive player.
He has an outside chance to get MVP if he gets over 2,000 yards.
2,000 yards and like 15 touchdowns?
I mean, without like a clear-cut MVP for a quarterback, he's definitely the closest that we'll be getting.
People sit here and go, well, without Tua, he would never have gotten
it. Doesn't matter.
That's what I said. I was like, that's one of the few cases I think, necessarily.
When Tyreek Hill goes out of a game, like, the Dolphins panic. But if the Dolphins would lose Tua, Mike White can come in and sling it.
And at least throw the ball down. Tyreek is just a freak, man.
You can't replace him. It's crazy.
Herbert getting Denver this week.
Herbert's going to be the worst quarterback to be number six overall.
Right?
It's crazy.
He has one touchdown, two turnovers in the last two games.
It's wild. I don't get it.
And actually, the Broncos are holding quarterbacks since week five under 18 points.
He's had three different games, one of 11, one of 7, and one of 7. And he's quarterback six.
Somebody's going to pick him up next year, and it might be you again.
When he's got Ben Johnson coaching him, I'm definitely going to pick him up.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the narrative. It probably will be Ben Johnson, right?
For sure.
Lamar getting the Rams this week. Lamar needs a pretty great game to make a good push.
Lamar didn't practice today. He's sick. Under the weather.
Oh, diarrhea. Yep. Not good. With Murray on his bench, I have a bye.
Diarrhea Lamar comes around once a year.
I'll say if he's not playing, a panic move could be Minshew.
I don't hate it.
Against Cincinnati. Oh, with these Detroit guys getting Chicago, should be all right. Jacobs, Minnesota. Man, what are you thinking of Olave with Jameis? Should be good, right?
Yeah. I mean, Jameis is going to be slinging it.
Olave's too.
Like, slinging it to you, to me, to the stands, to the popcorn guy.
Well, Carolina's pretty stingy on the pass. I can see him throwing a couple picks.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I mean, and I'm hoping that's...
Carolina's 1-11, and they're like a really good defense. It's bizarre.
Passing, yeah. Well, they get it up on the run, but
right.
I'm hoping Taysom Hill comes in under center, just replaces them. And then they go crazy! Oh, this is a tough matchup. I kind of like your team this week.
Thank you.
I mean, those Miami guys are going to erupt versus Tennessee. Cortland Sutton also has just been awesome. What a good pick by you.
I don't know if I go that far.
I mean, what? He's got to be a wide receiver 14? 13?
21.
21? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two guys inside. Well, all right. I guess he's been above average. Seems like he's awesome when he plays. I'm going to go with your brother.
That's right, baby. Going with me. Never a doubt.
Yeah. I'm nervous for Herbert for you. And I think Lamar's going to make a... Have a good game. The next matchup, 8-5, third place. How dare you taking on 6-7, eighth place, Mahomes, my auto. The projection, 101 to 109 in Robbie's favor. He's got Pat Mahomes, Alvin Kamara, Amari Cooper, Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco, DeAndre Hopkins, Drake London, Jake Moody, and Cleveland D taking on the Jaguars. I have Josh Dobbs, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Jake Ferguson, Taysom Hill, Tony Pollard, Brandon Cooks, DeAndre Hopkins, and Green Bay D taking on the G-Man.
Hey now.
Lineup subject to change. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of Cowboys, right? Am I crazy?
That's a lot of Cowboys. The thing,
Philadelphia sucks against the pass. Ferguson, the last time he played, he was like 7 for 90 in a touchdown. Can't not play him. And I'm going to go double barrel because Taysom Hill could get quarterback. But man, he's got a bum hand, risky. So I got to watch because hey, Taysom Hill hasn't played yet this week.
It's risky.
I want to sit Pollard. Like, I just... But he's so evolved. Like, he's going to get 5 targets. So he's almost a glorified receiver. It's right. Like, how could I not just play him in my flex? Cooks did not play well against him. And Lockett, he could have had a good game last week if... Like, he was open on a couple plays. They just... Gino went to his name?
Lockett.
To DK.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 8 targets last week, like you said.
I will say, if the weather wasn't so bad and if Flacco's the starter, I will consider Elijah Moore.
I think it'd be a good start, honestly.
But Amari, I mean, in Robbie's lineup, he's got him in the lineup right now. Not at practice.
Who?
Amari Cooper.
Hmm.
For me, CMC averaging 25 points in his career versus Seattle, and Seattle has allowed the most points to running backs in the last 4 weeks.
Mm.
Why I'm sitting Lockett, only 60-plus yards once in 5 games, in the last 5 games.
Yeah.
Ferguson is averaging 10 points in 2 of 3 versus the Eagles.
Right.
Robbie's side, Pacheco, the last 5 games, 2 without McKinnon, has 76 carries, 376 yards, had a 4.7 yards per carry, and 3 touchdowns. He's been playing pretty good.
He's got to keep an eye on that, though. He didn't practice today.
Really? Shoulder, yeah, he's got the cue.
Yeah. Against the Bills, that's a big game.
Aaron Jones has the cue. Is he projected to come back? Limited in return. Oh, interesting. It's just like, what do you do, though? He hasn't... Although it's the Giants. Like, this could be a really good game for him. I'm nervous. I'm thinking Josh Dobbs could have a very quick hook.
Do you think?
I mean, they're already deciding. They were curious about whether they should play him or not. And to me, it's like, okay, he throws 2 interceptions. Like, say he throws one that's, like, kind of bad and another one that's bad. They'll be like, okay, you're out. Nick Mullins or that rookie, go in.
There's nobody else on the waiver wire for you?
Gardner Minshew.
I mean, honestly, I'd maybe pick up Baker.
I thought about it, too. But then you look at his numbers, and somehow Mike Evans plays well, and Godwin gets a touchdown here and there, but he never gets over 20 points.
I know, but you got Josh Dobbs, who, like you said, might have a quick hook.
I just have to believe in the talent that is Dobbs. Have some Dobbs magic, a little Dobby magic.
You pick up Russell Wilson.
Wait, he's out there?
He's out there, yeah.
Oh, I might actually consider that.
QB14?
Yeah. Who do they play? They play the Chargers? They suck. Chargers, I might actually do that. Don't tell anybody, man.
Nope. This isn't going out to everybody on here.
Oh, I just have to hope that my Cowboys and Niners keep going
strong. How about them Cowboys?
I'm a Cowboys-Niners guy.
Who you got?
I got myself. Yep. I want to win the championship.
Actually, we should have addressed that, too.
I want to win first place. And I mean,
yeah. Mikey wins, he's got first place. If he loses...
It's a race.
Then he can drop all the way down to 4th.
And I would need to have a big week to beat Ciccone if Ciccone wins.
Right.
But if Ciccone were to
right. lose... You got to outscore Ciccone by 15, and you need Mikey to lose, and you need to win, obviously.
Yeah. There's a chance for all of us to make it.
There is a chance for all 4 teams to win first place.
First place, yeah.
Which is cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Sorry, Robin.
Yes, dude. That is cool.
The next matchup, 6-7, 6th place, bad trade specialist taking on 6-7, 9th place, poop mow. Both these guys, I believe, need the win. I think Anthony could get it.
Nah,
Rice definitely needs it.
Yeah.
The projection, 103-92 in Rice's favor. He's got Jake Browning, nice, starting
off
with Austin Eckler, A.J. Brown, T.J. Hawkinson, Zach Moss, Rashid Rice, Devonta Smith, Harrison Bucker, Miami D taking on the Titans. Anthony, Jared Goff, DeAndre Swift, Puka Nacua, Sam Laporta, Gus the Bus is back in the lineup. Alexander Mattison, Jameson Williams or Waymo Williams? You know why it's Waymo and not Jamo? Because he needs the ball. Waymo.
Oh, my God. Where'd you hear that from?
Online. Or actually from him, I think, actually. Cameron Dicker, the kicker, and Jags D taking on Cleveland. Should be pretty good with that weather.
Browning could, the footballers on today's compared him to Will Levis. It's either, not stature-wise. Like, Will Levis had the 4-touchdown game, and then he hasn't done shit since. Yeah. Like, maybe that'll happen with Browning. Like, people pick him up, they start him, and he's like...
Yeah, I mean, he's not a rookie. He's been around the league bouncing for a while.
Right, but there's a difference between playing and, like, not being a rookie and actually playing. I mean, Jordan Love took a while to get his foot in, and he's not a rookie.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not like he's been bad. Like, even the relief of Burrow, he wasn't terrible.
That's true, I guess
He didn't, And he knows where his bread is buttered and throwing the ball just up to Chase. Like, that's where a lot of his stuff is coming from, because Jamar is just doing crazy stuff. Right. On the rushing side, Zach Moss had 7 carries inside the 10-yard line last week. Didn't convert any, but that's still awesome that it happened. Rashid Rice, if the Chiefs would just play him, he could be awesome. 30% target share, but he only plays, 70% of snaps or something. Like, it's ridiculously low.
57, 67, 69. That's true. I don't know why I just don't... I mean, he's getting 10 targets at 67%.
Play him. Just keep him out there. Right. It's nuts. Austin Eckler also has scored a touchdown in 5 of the last 6 matchups versus Denver. The Broncos are allowing the most points to running backs.
Did you see the Brandon Staley said that they might have competition at the running back?
Well, so people have been saying that he's truly suffering from a high ankle.
We're going to keep exploring, making adjustments so that we can find that rhythm that we've always been talking about. We know that Austin's a good running back. We just haven't found any rhythm in the last couple weeks in the run game. Just need to keep it fresh. We need some competition for carries going forward.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes.
That's all you want to hear.
Eckler, it isn't contract year for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's tough. On Anthony's side, Puka, he is the first Rams rookie wide receiver to have 1,000 yards, and he still has a month to go.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable.
That guy is so good.
Wide receiver...
7?
10.
Getting worse at that. Anthony, Jared Goff getting Chicago in Chicago. DeAndre Swift, I guess he's playing against Dallas, which is kind of nuts. He got crunched.
Yeah, he did.
Jameson Williams, I'll say, did you watch that end around?
Yeah.
Dude was flying.
Yeah.
They were talking about, I guess, Tyreek Hill. They were asking him, because they saw Jameson went that fast, and they're like, Tyreek, you run that fast? He's like, yeah, I get that all the time. Apparently, 21 miles per hour is the new norm, and it's like, oh, if you hit 22, you're in the thing. And Tyreek did say that his rookie year, he hit 23, and he's pretty proud of that. Which is nuts to think about. I guess this is a kind of tough matchup. I honestly think this is going Anthony's way, only because I'm not too sure how Philly's going to play against Dallas. They always score a lot of points, and it'd probably be fine, but A.J. Brown, actually, he kills it against man coverage. That's what Dallas normally plays, so he'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Getting Goddard back might hurt.
So you're going with Don?
I'm going with, with Anthony.
I got Rice, of course. And the last matchup.
Had to be matchup of the week.
Yep.
Might be matchup of the year.
Yep.
9-4 first place, Grande Cogno taking on 8-5 fourth place, Bills kick Bass. This is possibly for the championship, or for first round, first place, and a bye. 111-102 the projection in Mikey's favor. He's got Jalen Hurts, Bijan Robinson, Debo Samuel, Gerald Everett, DK Metcalf, Rashad White, Devonta Adams, Brandon Aubrey, and Pittsburgh D taking on the Patriots. Spags has Josh Allen, Devin Singletary, Stephon Diggs, Pat Freiermuth, Kenneth Walker, Michael Pittman, Jordan Addison, Tyler Bass, and San Fran D taking on the Seahawks. Interesting.
Spags has got Brian Robinson on bye, Ramondre Stevenson out, a little banged up.
I'll tell you, Mikey's hurt not having Trey McBride.
Yeah, dude, he's been a monster.
How about this? And I remember doing this for Hockenson last year, an extrapolation of the games. Like, oh,
that's a big bird there.
I know. I became smart. Oh. And when Hockenson, when you extrapolated his Viking games from his time there, it came out to like crazy numbers, and he's now tight end one.
Yeah.
Trey McBride, if you were to take his game 17 game season, he would be at 116 receptions, 1,246 yards, and 5.6 touchdowns. Wow. Remember him for next year.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
With Mikey also, Chuba Hubbard had his highest rush percentage on the year. I mean, if this new coaching staff likes him, he had 25 rush attempts? Holy moly.
Right.
That's tough to sit that.
Dude, Mikey's bench is stacked too.
Yeah, he's not playing Zeke, ETN versus ETN, Cleveland.
Hubbard, Keaton Mitchell.
Whoa, this is... Uh-oh. I hope he's not getting the... I may be smarter than fantasy.
Who would you take out?
I don't know. His lineup is stacked. Right. You're right. I don't know. Mikey's team is so freaking good. It really is. Oh, Hurts getting Dallas. Hopefully he can survive it. Big thing for them, and he almost should hope that the Eagles lose, because if they win, they lock up that division, and I can see them doing what they did last year, sitting Hurts, getting them ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
On Spag's side, Michael Pittman has 8 receptions in 9 of 12 games this year. And this isn't to mess with you, Spags. I'm not going to be responsible if you change this. But mm-hmm. Jordan Love has 20-plus points in 3 straight games. The Giants have allowed a top-12 quarterback in the last 2 weeks. Dak was actually the quarterback 1 against him like 4 weeks ago. And Jordan Love has been a top-5 in all the weird stats that are like yards or whatever, and quarterback rating and whatever. But just saying, Love over Allen versus Kansas City, although Love just destroyed Kansas City.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
And actually, they're saying that with this new OC in Buffalo, they're averaging like 4 or 5 more points a game.
Wow.
Singletary, looks like they're starting to split with Damon Pierce in Texas.
Yeah, which is, this doesn't bode well for either of them, honestly.
No, not at all. Nice to see Freiermuth kind of bounce back, but I don't know what Trubisky.
If I was Pegs, I'd probably put Walker at running back and try to put somebody else in.
Is Kenneth Walker back?
I guess that's true. Maybe he's not.
Well, it sucks that he lost Ramondre. That's a huge hit for him. That's a
huge hit, yeah.
Even Brian Robinson got banged up on the last week.
Right. Who's the pick?
Mike, he has Keaton Mitchell. I didn't even see him.
I said that, yeah. Oh, I said that too. Wow.
That is crazy. Oh, you know, it worked for me last week, so I'm just going to do it. Hoping that Spags win, so I'm picking him.
Wow. That means I'm going with Mikey.
Pretty fair pick.
I can't wait. It's going to be a fun week.
We'll say Gerald Everett has been splitting time with Parnum. Back on.
Nah, back, you made your pick. That. You made your pick. You're good.
I just want to real quick see what Rashad White did.
You got to do it quick, brother.
12 points last time against ATL. That should be a good matchup.
I'm excited to see how this all unfolds.
Wow. So much.
So much to do. So much to see.
So what's wrong with taking the backseat?
All right. We got to get out of here.
Yep. Peace.
See you next week. Good luck.
Yeah.
It's the final countdown. Or do you want me to do the other one?
Yeah, do the other one.
A Smash Mouth?
Oh, sure.
Is that what you're talking about? I don't even know what the other one would be.
No, I don't know. Just another Europe song. They got a couple. They got some hits. Somebody won't sure. Me. The world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.